15-1. You got it on a roll. How's it happening?
Just we talk about the three things in baseball that we do: play, catch, pitch, and hit. And we're doing all three of them right now. It just feels good that we walk on the field every day and feel like we're going to win. That's the biggest thing. Know that we're going to have a chance. Doesn't matter who we play. Niagara didn't. They didn't offer the best competition for us, but we did what we had to do, putting up a lot of runs and throwing strikes and playing defense. And so, we just need to keep this rolling, but it feels good to just come out and compete every day.
What made it happen today for Connor and Yuri and the bats?
Well, I think Connor, that's the outing we've been looking for. He's got a tremendous arm, but five innings, two walks. Usually it's the other way, two innings, five walks. And so it was nice to see that, and we're kind of waiting for Connor to settle in and be that kind of pitcher that he can be. And so it was good. Eric's done it. Yuri's done it all year long. So we expect that out of whether I put him in the four hole, the six hole, seven hole, it doesn't matter. He's productive, and it's nice to see him take good at-bats off of left-handed pitching, because I think that's how people feel like they're going to beat us with left-handed pitching. And so it was good. But Eric's done it for us all year long.
Maybe one of the most beneficial things of putting so many runs on the board was getting some younger players some experience. What do you see out of those guys that normally don't get time on the field?
Well, we were able to do that three of the four games at least. So, if you put everything together, they probably got a game and a half. We see them so much in inter squad. We know what they can do, but it's good to get them under the lights and with a crowd and just get them in that game feel. I thought for the most part they had good at bats, some anxiety a little bit, but for the most part, I mean, we had seven freshmen on the field to end the game, and we're playing right with the other team. So it's good. We have a lot of good young guys.
What do you know about Utah coming up on Tuesday?
We played them in the fall. We know their personnel really well. I don't know who they're going to throw against us, and we don't know who we're going to throw against them yet. But I do know it's going to be a battle. It always is, and both teams will be ready to play.
What is it like to put up 10-plus runs every single game? I mean, that's unheard of in the game of baseball.
It really is, yeah. Hopefully we know what it feels like more often this year, but you can't expect, and I told our guys, I mean, you can't expect to put up 14, 15 mm-hmm. runs every single game. We need to learn, and we have this year. We've won a lot of mm-hmm. one-run games as well, and so really we're looking at whatever the opponent gives us, we're going to take it. And so if they're not going to throw strikes and they're going to be lazy in the outfield, we're going to take extra bases and do that stuff. So, I think it's a product of our being aggressive, but it feels good. It feels better to put up 14 than it does zero.
Yeah.
Are you worthy of top 25, or do you have a gauge on that?
I don't. I mean, I don't know. I don't worry too much about that. I know we're playing really well, and we put together what we thought was a great schedule, and we won 15 out of 16 games, and so I think you have to probably give us a look.